Rock Talk. I love me some Rock Talk. Conversations, interviews, arrow.net, A-R-R-O-E.net. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Corey James from Carbon Stone.
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man. How about this modern day technology stuff?
It's incredible.
I was talking to an education expert earlier today, and this Arthur Levine, and he says that there's going to be such a divide in how people are learning online versus those that are going on the campus, and that if, for the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to have to embrace it.
Yep. No, I absolutely believe you're correct on that. I'm still trying to catch up myself.
But yet, when you step into a studio with music, I mean, is it just as much of a challenge, or does it just come right to you like getting on a bike?
It's like a bike, man. It comes right to me as natural as anything. It's incredible.
Has it always been that way? I mean, when did you pick up the guitar? Were you hiding out in the bedroom, or did you go to the garage? When did it really hit you?
This was probably about when I was 10 years old. I actually grew up a military brat, so a lot of road trips and traveling, and my mom was always blasting the cassette tapes of the Rolling Stones, Voodoo Lounge. Yeah, so that was my first taste of rock music when I was a little wee lad. And as I started to grow a little bit, Offspring, Smash, that record, done deal, man. I went out and bought a guitar like a month later with all my savings and stuff. So I was, yeah, like about 10, 11 years old.
Well, see, now I got to go back in and listen to all the music on Dark Matter, because now that I know that you had a Rolling Stones influence, I'm gonna be listening for that inside those lyrics and inside those beats.
Yep. And Dark Matter is the new album that's coming out October 29th, next month.
Now, for it to be the 29th, I mean, do you still get the little butterflies and all that kind of stuff the way that, you know, I mean, because we're in this new age of music, and right there on the 29th, it's like, okay, there it is. We can do this. We can make it happen.
Yep. I mean, butterflies as in how, I mean, this is actually our first album in 7 years. We had a 7-year hiatus, so, It's going to be killer, man. You know, a Halloween release, but Halloween falls on a Sunday. So we don't want to release a new album on a Sunday, man, right?
No. Is it still on the Tuesdays, or what day? Because I know in radio we always got new music from the reps and stuff on Tuesdays.
Yeah, it used to be Tuesdays. Typically, everybody's been following like the Friday kind of release ordeal. So we just kind of jumped on that train too with doing Friday release. That way it gives, you know, fans the entire weekend to really just blast the tunes instead of having to go to work, you know, and have to turn the CDs off. I say CDs. CDs. But yeah, we don't do that anymore, do we? It's very rare with the CDs, but you know, we're actually doing physical stuff too for this release, because a lot of people still feel it's important to actually own the actual physical copy of an album too.
Oh, you're absolutely right, because I'm so addicted to that inside sleeve. When I see an album I want, I'll spend that $30 or $40 to get it, because I want that inside sleeve.
That's right. Yep. Same here.
Yep. Well, see, and that's what I kind of really dug about the COVID lockdown, was that when musicians and stuff were doing their little private concerts and stuff, I thought, wow, this is the new inside sleeve. Because, you know, it's like Paul Stanley of Kiss goes, I'm not going to sing perfect. If you want perfect, go listen to the album. But if you're going to get we're here, you're not getting perfect.
That's absolutely right. That's so funny you say it, because my mom is a huge Kiss fan. obsessed. Oh. Good stuff.
Well, then she needs to come and sit in my living room, because I have a gigantic painting that Paul Stanley did for me.
Oh, that's killer, dude. Oh my God.
And it's just one of those things where I walked up to him and I said, you scrape your canvases. And he looks at me and he goes, what do you mean? I said, I can tell you scrape your canvas, because I'm a painter. And I said, what makes you want to, you know, take the volume off? He says, do you not think that inside that canvas there's energy? It doesn't always have to peak like a Peter Max. And that's where it all began. Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh my God, man. Wow.
Now, putting this album together during these changing, uncertain times, was it like creating a miracle?
Yeah, no, it actually felt that way. I went through some pretty crazy, dark stuff over the past couple of years, you know, and this whole album, kind of the inspiration bug hit me January of this year, actually. And I said, you know what, it's been so long. Let's do an album. And, jumped right in the studio and it all came together immediately. And we actually just finished the last song this past weekend. So all the music's finally done and currently getting mixed and mastered. And But I'm still blown away by it. So basically, this whole album's probably the most personal thing I've done in my entire musical career. And it's basically everything that's happened to me in the past 7 years.
Yeah. See, so it's... And I loved hearing stories like that, because I know what happened in March of 2020, but it's almost like Control Alt Delete cleaned us all out, and we all began appreciating everything more.
You got it. Absolutely. I mean, none of us saw last year coming. None of us saw that coming at all. No. And it's tested mankind as a whole, and it's incredible. We're all still here, and we fought through it, and we're still fighting through it. So I mean. Damn.
I live in a forest here in South Charlotte, North Carolina, and the thing is, I've been having a good time watching the animals, because especially with the deer and everything, they kind of look at us like going, what's the problem? What? You got nothing to do? What's your problem?
Yep. What y'all doing? We actually have 6 chickens.
Oh my God, I love chickens. We used to, because I grew up in up in Montana, and we would grab the chickens at 5 o'clock in the morning. We'd grab 2 hens, put them out there in the haystack, because they'd either get the snake first or they would get the mouse first. That we would always run into in that haystack.
That's awesome.
Because chickens will eat anything, dude.
They absolutely will. We've only had them for about a year, and I'm still blown away by it. And you know, we get eggs like constantly. It's crazy how many eggs we're getting. We're just giving them away now.
So do you guys give them the rotten milk and everything like that? Because that's how we would strengthen up the egg shells, is we'd give them rotten milk.
We actually haven't done that. I'll have to start doing that. Rotten milk.
They love, because it's almost like cottage cheese. Man, they get in there and they just dig in big time on that.
That's badass. I'm gonna have to give that a shot then.
All right, let's talk about that song AM Trauma, man. I mean, wow, you unleash a beast in this one.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was one of those ones that it actually, that happened back in April of this year. I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard this riff just repeatedly blasting in my head. And I said, man, if I go back to sleep, I'm going to lose this. Crawled out of bed. Yep, crawled out of bed, grabbed the guitar, put my phone out there, and replicated what I was hearing in my head, and saved it and titled it as AM Trauma, because I was still half asleep, couldn't think anything, you know, really, really crazy. And the next morning, which was only a couple hours later, you know, I got up and I said, I got to finish that song, because, you know, it was speaking to me. And I finished the song that day and wrote the lyrics, and everything kind of tied in after that. It was pretty nuts.
Wow. See, that's every reason why I created the iHeartRadio channel called Creativity, the Addiction, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand their addictions to creativity. But man, I mean, when you learn to trust it the way that you do, and the way you can get up, get it done, and get back to bed,
yep.
A lot of people can't handle that.
Yep. And I was, like I said, that typically doesn't happen to me, you know, writing songs in my sleep like that, but, I'm still blown away by how it turned out. I mean, still blown away.
So do you believe that a new age of rock has happened? And the reason why I bring that up is because I'm hearing a lot of the multiple generations say that it feels like that we're going into a newly designed punk movement. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, no, I can see it, and I can definitely hear it all over the place.
Yep.
It's like everybody's trying to retap into the mid to late 90s and revive the punk / new metal era. So, I grew up on all that stuff too. And I love it. I definitely love it.
Plus on top of that, it's well accepted. And what I love about that is that you can talk to a Generation Z or even a millennial, and they're gonna tell you that Led Zeppelin is their band. It's like, no, that's my band. It's their music as well.
Yep, absolutely. That's incredible.
Now, the design of your music, I've got it right here in my notes. I wish you could see it. It says, you play out your sound like a well-designed orchestra. I can hear everything.
Yep. That's huge in part. When we write the songs, typically, you know, I'll come up with the main riff and stuff, and the other guitarist, Neely, he'll come over and he'll add some stuff to it. But when we actually go into the studio, one of our band members is actually the actual engineer.
Oh, really?
And,
oh, wow.
Yep. And his day job is running his own studio, which, I mean, it's really cool how it all worked out. So he adds all the synth stuff and the electronic elements, and, you know, we'll both be there bouncing ideas off each other's heads there. And, you know, does this need piano, or does it need, you know, some some orchestral stuff and strings and or just more electronic elements. So it definitely has worked out to help better shape the sound or change the sound at least.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound over compressed. I mean, I can physically get into it like you're sitting right there with me.
Yep. And that's what we wanted to do is really, really have a listener be able to completely immerse themselves in every track that's on, you know, on this upcoming album. So that's really cool to hear that.
Yeah, because in a really great way, doesn't that sell tickets?
That yes, it does. it's been a while. It's been, obviously been a while, but yes, it does in the long run.
Have you been out on the road at all, or have you been up on that stage?
It's been years, man. It's I think the last stage I was on was 2018 or 2017.
God,
so,
I
did a whole different. Yeah,
I would love to be a fly on the wall when you go out there for that next time because you're gonna be shaking in your shoes, man.
I am, dude. I you know, we played so many shows back in 2014 that and that's the same year we kind of ended the project, and I think we were all so burned out from playing so much and the studio time and all that. So yeah, I'm gonna be nervous. Nervous is absolute hell. My first time back on stage, but you know, it's like riding a bike too, right?
Yeah,
you know, it'd be fine.
like I always tell future broadcasters, I said, you're nervous. That means you give a crap. That means you really care about what you're doing.
You got it. Absolutely, man. Hell yeah.
Now, of course, you know, the fan has changed since 2014, especially in this Zoom age and stuff like that. I mean, to get them back into those clubs, get them into those stadiums and stuff like that. Do you think it's going to be like pulling teeth?
No. I think everybody, I mean, and that's been proven too. Everybody's so hungry to get out there and see live music. And I think that, you know, the second we announce our first show or wherever that happens, it won't be a problem with having people to come out. Everybody's so tired of being locked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're on the go and they're on the, you know, and nothing kills a, you know, a fan more than hearing somebody in the headline saying, well, looks like we're going to close down this and close down this. It's like, you got to stop. We got to get out there and start rocking again.
Yep, you got it. And, you know, people are still, you know, canceling shows left and right this year. And it's like, oh, man, I thought we were, you know, finally at the home free there. And, you know, shit.
Well, it makes me wonder how far are we going to go into this story? And then till we finally say the show was canceled because one of the members is sick. But no, it's got to be, well, he's got COVID. It's like, oh, my God, it's falling down.
Yep. And shut everything down and lock everybody up and. I really hope that all this ends sooner than later. You know what I mean? I really didn't see it still hanging all the way through 2021, but here we are. Can you believe that we're almost through 2021 already? Just,
you know,
crazy,
man. It goes all the way back to one of the first times that I heard Fauci talk. He says, I think we're going to be in this thing for 2 years, and everybody's going, no way. Well, you know what? He's going to be right.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. I was one of those doubters too, man.
Yeah. Oh, I doubt it all the way. So now what are we gonna find at the merch?
Oh, yeah.
What are we gonna find at the merch store when you guys get out there on the road and stuff like that? Because you know, you sound like the type of person that is all about the music business as well.
Yep, absolutely. We're gonna find all kinds of goodies. We got, you know, T-shirts, so we're gonna have the physical CDs and bracelets and guitar picks and posters, you know, all the typical fun stuff. We're still trying to come up with some extra creative goodies to throw in there too, but you know, it's been so long, so we're just going to start from scratch.
Now, when you put out the guitar picks and stuff like that, that gave me a flashback of the 1977 Kiss concert that I caught in Billings, and I got an Ace Frehley pick. To this day, I cherish that pick, man. I mean, when fans get picks, I mean, you know, they're going to carry those things for decades.
Yep, you got it, man. That's incredible, dude. Wow.
Well,
but we actually have some fans actually take our picks and actually they make necklaces out of them.
Oh God!
So that's pretty cool.
Well, I've also got a dollar bill signed by Leif Garrett. Is that worth anything?
There you go. Awesome.
So where can people go to find out more about Carbon Stone?
Oh man, you can go to www.carbonstone.net. That's kind of like our home base right now. That's where we sell our merch as well. And we're really active on Facebook. You can just type in Carbon Stone, we'll pop up. and we have a fan group that our fans created called the Carbon Stone Traumatics, and that's on Facebook as well. And we release all kinds of old school songs, and only available in that group. And
oh, that's
we
good.
Constantly harass each other. Yeah, constantly harass each other. Yeah, and we make memes of ourselves, and it's a good time. It's supposed to be fun and entertaining, and not always being so serious. You know what I mean? Because life's already serious as it is. You need to have fun and just let loose, you know?
You see, that's the human side that's been missing from the music industry, you know? Because, I mean, there for a while, you know, oh, rock star means I can't touch you, I can't talk to you, I can't do anything like that.
Yeah, no. I completely disagree with all of that. You need to just embrace just humanity and good people and good vibes and all that stuff. So no matter how dark my lyrics sound or how heavy the song is or how messed up everything is, you know, it's all about being a good person at the end of the day. It's just having fun, man, you know?
How many times has somebody written to you or come up to you guys going, so where's Carbon at? Carbon who? Carbon Stone. I know Carbon Stone's got to be here somewhere.
What do you mean?
In other words, because, I mean, with a name like Carbon Stone, you like Lynyrd Skynyrd, where's Lynyrd at? Where's Lynyrd?
Oh, I got you. I don't know. It's been so long for shows, man.
or they're going to look at you, Corey, and they're going to go, so, Carbon, what are you doing, man? What, you like being in front of this band? they're going to totally miss out on the Corey.
No, yeah, no. They just. It's always Corey. They always call. It's also been Carbon Corey. That's happened.
Oh, see, I like that name. God dang, dude, that's a good radio name.
Carbon Corey.
That's your podcast name, man. You got to now. You got to start one.
There we go, man. I'll do it.
Well, you got to come back to this show anytime in the future, Corey, because the door is always going to be open for you.
Awesome, I absolutely will. I appreciate it.
You bet, man. You be brilliant today, okay?
And you as well. And take care of yourself.